Manifestation only comes after inspiration. Imagination precedes manifestation. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with a thought for today. Imagination precedes manifestation. Big words, aren't they? Imagination. That's what we dream about. That's what we think about. That's what we imagine in our hearts. And that's how we'd like to have things be, how we'd like to have the world fulfill itself, how we'd like to have all of the great and wonderful things happen in our life. We imagine all sorts of wonderful things. Wouldn't it be wonderful? Wouldn't it be wonderful if? Now that's a prelude to imagination. Wouldn't it be wonderful if? Wouldn't it be wonderful if we could fly? Wouldn't it be wonderful if we could think our thoughts and instantly have them manifest? Wouldn't it be wonderful if we could live our lives in perfect health and perfect harmony and perfect peace and perfect happiness and all that sort of good, perfect stuff? Wouldn't that be wonderful? Oh boy, would that be wonderful. Are there people who live it that way? Absolutely, totally, 100%? Yep. Are there people who are close to living it like that? Yep. Are there people who are in the middle of living it like that? Yep. Are there some people who never live it like that? Nope. Nope. Not at all. Because everything that we live is the fulfillment of our imagination. Everything that we live is the fulfillment of our imagination. Did you ever imagine you were sick? And then you were sick. I got sick lots of times when I didn't imagine it. I had poverty lots of times when I didn't imagine it. I had all sorts of unhappy things, unbeneficial things, and when I didn't imagine it, A little bit of imagination goes a long, long way. Yes, it does. A little bit of imagination goes a long way. Now, what sort of things do you dwell upon primarily? What sort of things do you dwell upon mostly in your life? What sort of things do you dwell on? Well, now, the things you dwell upon are the things you're experiencing. The things you're dwelling upon are the things that you're experiencing. Well, that's obvious. I mean, everybody knows that. Whatever things that you're thinking about, that's what you're experiencing, because you're usually not thinking about the things that you're not experiencing. You're not thinking about the things that you want to experience. You're not thinking about the things that are your ideal world, are your ideal expression of yourself. You're not thinking about that. You're just not thinking about that. You are not imagining that in your life. For if you were imagining it, you would be manifesting it. For imagination precedes manifestation. Now, are you ready to imagine something better than what you've been experiencing in life? Are you ready to have some experiences that you wished for yourself just momentarily, just instantly, from time to time, but not enough to dwell upon it permanently? Well, they say you're cuckoo, you're crazy, if you're always thinking about things that you don't have. You're unrealistic. you're not being a person who lives with both feet on earth. you get your feet in heaven. Well, maybe that's where we should have our feet. Maybe we should have our feet planted firmly in heaven, in the ideal, in that which is real and good and beautiful, that which is the most wonderful thing any of us could ever have. Maybe that's where we really should have our ideas planted, on the imagination of what is good and beautiful. Now, just think of the politicians. Sometimes you'd rather not think about them because you think that they have ideas and they don't fulfill them. Well, they know what the dreams are of the people, what people would really like to have in their world. And so they go out there and they know what they're doing. They know that if they tell the people that they will do for them what the people want done, they know that they will get elected. They know that the people will vote for them, and the people will realize that they really can't have those dreams because those were just dreams. But the politicians are elected on dreams. The politicians are elected on the ideals that people have, the wishes that people have, the imagination of people. But then when it comes to carrying it through, how many politicians do you know, or have you read about, or have you ever heard about, who carried through their dream or their desire? Now, we know some negative politicians who have done that, such as Mein Kampf with the Hitler experience. He wrote a book while he was in jail, and that book was exactly what he carried out in his life. And the people voted for him. The people wanted that, the master race. They wanted that. They wanted to be superior. They wanted to be the top people. Oh, whether they invite other people in or not, that's not the point. But they wanted to be the best. They wanted to know they were number one. They wanted to know that their country, their people, their nation was the top nation in the world, and it was the fatherland. It was the greatest. How great that is. Mussolini and many of the other dictators did the same thing. And the people bought it. Because the people wanted that imagination. They wanted that dream. Now, they didn't necessarily want the war that went with it. They didn't want the misuse of power that went with it. But they wanted those dreams. And they gave the power to the politicians to carry out that dream. As the power of rule is given to queens and kings, presidents, emperors, dictators of all kind. And these people do their very best to carry it out. Now they have to go along with other people's points of view. They have to sort of cooperate with other people and what they want so they can get what they want. And they think that that is all part of the game because that is the way it's been done and that's the way it's going to be done. Well, I say to you, are you ready? Are you strong enough to start a new way of looking at things? Are you strong enough to start a way of looking at things of saying, there is only one right way, and that is the divine way? There is only one right way, and that is the way that is for the best for everyone. Not what is good for everyone. But what's their highest and their best? Because it might be good for some people to have money, and for other people it might not be good for them to have money because they don't know how to use it. They misuse it, or not misuse it, but they use it, and then it's gone, and then they don't have money. Money should be something that people have as a natural part of their consciousness. Health should be something people have as a natural part of their consciousness. Now, we're living in a realistic world. We're not trying to live in an absolute world, which is what the world is we're really living in, but we're looking at the world from our rose-colored glasses. We're looking at the world from what we think is its reality. Now, get real. You've heard people say that to you. Get real. Start being realistic. Well, the politicians are not realistic. The politicians desire something, they tell the people what they want to hear, and then they proceed to do their best to start get it going, but when the road gets too tough, they sort of back off, and they sort of forget what their political promises were that they had given to the people. Now, let's just look at that. Now, the politician got elected because he told the people what they wanted to hear. And the politician gets reelected because he carried out some of the things that he told the people they wanted to hear. He carried out some, not all of them, but some of them. Now, you and I, We're politicians. We're politicians with ourselves. We're looking at our world and we're saying what we believe is possible. Now, if we're dreamer politicians, that's beautiful. If we live in the imagination, which precedes manifestation, if we live in that imagination, then we begin thinking those thoughts and acting in those ways that that imagination can come forth. And that imagination comes forth only when we are strong in our convictions, when we are strong in our promises to ourselves. And when we carry out those promises to ourselves, if the politician were to carry out the promises that he makes, many would be killed. If the politician would carry out the promises that he makes, many would live fabulous lives. And the people that they made promises for would live fabulous lives. How can you and I live fabulous lives? How can we take our imagination and let it precede the manifestation that we want? Can you keep a pure, beautiful, wonderful, powerful thought? Can you keep the thought that there now is peace on earth and it began with me? That's sort of a general attitude. That's a nice point of view. Very few people would take umbrage with that. They would feel that that is quite correct. Now, there now is peace on earth. Now, it began with me. That's another point there. They like the peace on earth, but it began with me. That puts a lot of responsibility on me. Yes, it does. Now, what responsibility does it put on us when we say, there is now peace on earth and it began with me? That means we, in our thought, in our mind's eye, in our looking at anything, we see it peaceful. We don't look for antagonizing attitudes. We don't look for people who are trying to belittle or trying to hurt or harm. No, we don't. What we look at, we look at people who are loving, gentle, and kind, starting with ourselves. Starting with ourselves. Now, can you start with yourself? Can you start with yourself and see yourself loving and gentle? Can you see yourself fantastic? Can you see yourself considerate? Are you peaceful under all circumstances? Are you peaceful when it comes to an argument? Or do you must have your own way? Are you peaceful when it comes to a discussion? Or can you use a discussion time to bring to the other person's or the other party's attitude and consideration your point of view? Not that you have to enforce your point of view, but how well can you sell your point of view? The politician sells his point of view very well to the people and they elect him. Now, can you sell your attitude of peace on earth to yourself so powerfully that you only see peace on earth? Can you sell the attitude of peace on earth to yourself so that you only see peace on earth, and wherever you look, you realize those are peaceful acts? You do not look at those as warmongering acts. You don't look at those as acts that are going to irritate and belittle people. You're going to look at everything that goes on in the world as peace, because you are peace. And as you are peace, you see peace. You see peace everywhere. And as you see peace everywhere, then there is peace everywhere. For there only is peace on earth if you see peace on earth. There only is peace if you are peace. Now, you say, well, I can't buy that. I can't go along with that. I can't agree with that because the war is there regardless of what I'm thinking. And if I'm thinking happy thoughts and other people are thinking mean thoughts, no, no. If you're thinking happy thoughts, you're thinking other people are thinking happy thoughts. Now, this is not, yeah, but it can be. This is not a snap of the finger experience. This is not something that's going to happen just because you want it to happen. But it's going to happen because you believe it in your heart. because you never meet a person you didn't like. You never meet a person you didn't like. You never see an experience that you didn't like. You never see anything in the world that you are not harmonious with. You see everything in the world that you are harmonious with, keeping it positive. Imagination precedes manifestation. So if in our imagination we see peace on earth, if in our imagination, bring it closer to home, we see we live in our ideal spirit, mind, and body, do you like your body? It doesn't matter whether your body is a baby or a young adult or an adult or an aged person. Well, what does it matter? Why is it the wise people, truly the wise people, live long, beautiful lives that are filled with mind and memory, filled with wisdom? What the wisdom is with the aged, they say, you know. Well, why is that? The aged are supposed to be not so wise. They're supposed to be sort of befuddled in their minds. That's what we like to say. But the truly aged, the truly wise, are the ones who have the wisdom of Solomon. The ones who are loving, the ones who are thoughtful. Oh, you say, historically, we read back on Solomon, he wasn't all that cool. But what he did was cool. And what he did was what comes down to us. And what you do is what you experience in your life right now. What I do is what my world is. If I live in a life filled with peace and harmony and health and right action and abundance, if I live in an attitude of that, if that is my imagination. And imagination doesn't mean something that cannot be or something that's rare to be. Imagination merely means, all right, Mother, what kind of a house would you like? Mother, what kind of a yard would you like? Mother, what kind of a things in the house would you like to have? Washing machine, dishwasher, and all the goodies. Mother, what would you like to have? Would you like to have live-in help who help you keep the house? Would you like your children to be mannerly and well brought up and have good values? Would you like to have a husband who is the king of the roost, who is just fabulous, who is just wonderful, who is loving and gentle and kind, who is sensitive and caring? Oh my, you name it, he is it. You name it, Mother, and you are it. You name it, Mother, and you have it. You say, well, boy, that's thinking high off the hog. Yes, it is. It's thinking very high off the hog. But it's where everyone can be thinking. It's where everyone can be thinking if they wish. It really doesn't matter where we are in our thought system. It really doesn't matter where we are in our physical expression, whether we're rich or poor, or healthy or sick. It doesn't matter whether we are surrounded by harmonious people or inharmonious people. None of those things matter at all. The only thing that matters is, what do we think about it? What is our imagination when I say friend? I wish I had one. What's our imagination when I say good health?
Yeah, everybody else got good health, but I don't.
What's our imagination when I say wealth?
Oh, they live in a lovely home and they got this and that.
Now, if our imagination is always looking in the outer at what other people have and how other people are experiencing it and saying good for them, if our imagination is, yes, they have it, but it'll be a cold day in March when I have it. Yes, they have these wonderful things. But they were born with a silver spoon in their mouth, you know?
And they were born with gold-plated teeth from the beginning of time. They are wonderful. They are just glorious. Hey, if you can say that about another, or if you can even visualize that it could possibly exist at all, then it can exist for you just as well as it does for anybody else. Now, do you want it to exist for you just as it does for anybody else? Do you want that? Do you want it to exist for you as it does for anybody else? Why not? Why not? It can. It can exist for you just like it does for anybody else if you wish it to do so. But if you wish it to do so, it means that your imagination is easy and light. It means that your imagination is, yeah, that's lovely. Like you're a writer. You sit down and you write a book using your imagination, telling activities that never have happened or that would be nice if they happened, or maybe they happened once or twice, but not often. Okay. Now, as you do that, what are you doing? What are you doing? Oh, my goodness. You're imagining things. Your imagination is there. Can you go to the theater and look at the stage, and you know it's all a put-up job, but yet the author, the writer, has written a script which is so believable, and the actors are so believable in their roles. You think those actors are the people that they are portraying, and they're not. As soon as the show is over, they go back to being who they were before the show began. But during the show, they play the role that they have. They have their imagination is on what is that person like that they're portraying. What is that person like in so to speak, real life? Who am I expressing? Who am I telling the world that this is that person? Just a game. Wonderful game. The theater is a wonderful stage. It's a wonderful place where people pretend. They pretend there's someone else. They pretend that they're another character. And they pretend wisely and well or not. And when the character, the pretender, are playing, and they don't put that character across, people say, I don't believe it. And when that character they put across is so beautifully put across, everyone believes it, and they say, oh, that was a glorious performance. That was a great performance. Academy Award performance. It's one where it surely is a winner. It is top drawer. Now, your neighbor, watching the same theater, has had a difficult experience with the things that actor went through as a person. And so they see that actor in his difficult role, playing the role of something else, and they find him unbelievable. Or the person who you're in the theater with sees that actor, and they had a personal experience where they went through something similar to that, and it turned out quite differently. Well, now, as they watch this actor perform his role, they're going to read it in their own life experience and see the difficulty they had and read that into the script. It's not there. They're going to read it into it, and they're going to say the play was not very good, or the play was, oh, so lifelike. All depends on where their thinking is. All depends on where their imagination is. All depends on where your imagination is and mine. For wherever it is, that is the manifestation we're going to have. A dozen people can see an accident, and a dozen people come up with a different report. A dozen people can see a beautiful Olympic swimming contest and come up with a dozen, maybe more than a dozen, different attitudes about what it was all about. how they were swimming and how they were using their arms and how they were breathing and how they were cutting through the water and how they were being mean to someone else and how they were doing whatever they were doing. It all depends on our imagination is what we get in our manifestation. We have the opportunity today to have the most wonderful activities taking place in our life. We have the opportunity today to be the most exciting people that ever lived upon the face of the earth. But do we want to be that? Do we want to take responsibility? We're saying, yes, it's true, our imagination precedes the manifestation. Do we want to say that I am now going to imagine whatever things in my life that I really would like to have, that are really important for me, that would turn me on so wonderfully? And am I going to polish up my imagination of whatever I'm thinking about so that I cover as many bases as possible? Or am I going to say, all is in divine order, and allow the divine order of things to be the pattern on which my manifestation comes forth? Can we get our bloated nothingness out of the way of the divine circuit so we can say, all is in divine order? Or must we be the creator, as Hitler with Mein Kampf, in writing that book, telling what he wanted to do? Must we put it down first? It doesn't matter. Every moment of our life, we are writing a script. We are writing happiness or unhappiness, wealth or poverty. We are writing friends or no friends. It depends on what we do. We are the ones. We are the ones who put the cause in motion and get the effect. We are the ones who use our imagination to bring about our manifestations. And however true we can remain to our imagination, and have that imagination be as wonderful as possible, then our manifestation will follow suit quickly, easily, wonderfully, fantastically. 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 Oh, it's so wonderful to live in the pureness of imagination. Whatsoever things are of good report, think on these things and let them be your reality. I love you. I love you. I love you.